Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. I was reading through the readings for Mass today, and I was struck by just, there's this general theme that seems to be following through the first reading and the responsorial psalm. And then there was something striking about the gospel when looking at it in light of the other readings, because generally at a particular liturgy, there's a common theme or a few different themes that are kind of woven between the different scripture readings. And so the first reading is from 1 Timothy, and it's talking about teaching the actual truth of the gospel, the words of Jesus, and to try to move away from friction or dispute from those who are deprived of the truth, and then also to recognize that we brought nothing into this world and we'll take nothing out of it. And then it goes into this section that seems to be kind of a theme that's followed into the others, which is about wealth or riches being something that can cause harm or something that is foolish to pursue wholeheartedly. And then it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evils." Okay, so there's this, a lot's happening in the first reading. That was a quick summary. But the theme that kind of stood out to me was just this money and wealth being something we can't take with us. It's not something we should set our hearts in, and that we should recognize that the truth is of far greater value than riches. And then moving into the responsorial psalm, which is Psalm 49, and it says, "Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs." And then it goes into talking about how the evil or the wicked trust in their wealth and they boast in their riches, and that we can't redeem ourselves. We can't pay our own ransom to God. And it's all about wealth. And then, "For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down." So there's this theme that I'm seeing. The first reading talking about how money is this root of evil, or the love of money is this root of evil. And then going into the responsorial psalm and saying that we can't take our wealth with us. And we can't even pay God for redemption. Money is not able to do that. Okay, and then we move into the gospel, and it's quite short. It's just a couple verses from Luke 8, and it says, "Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources." And so I was reading through this and I'm kind of like, wait, at first I was thinking, there's nothing in this that relates to the other readings. Like, I don't know, someone must have just thought that, like, okay, we need to hear this passage now. And then I was reading through it again and a couple things stood out to me. First, that there's this emphasis on the women who are following Jesus. And it made me think about how when I was watching part of The Chosen last year, that I was struck by this idea of Jesus encountering Mary Magdalene, and then her following along with the other disciples as he's like gathering the 12 together. And it was a beautiful perspective that I hadn't quite thought of before, of like the other people who follow Jesus, even if we don't see them written in scripture all the time. Like you'll talk about the disciples or the 12, but there are other people that are present to Jesus too. And so this is focusing on the women, on Mary and Joanna and Susanna. And it seems like we don't even know a lot about these people, but they're listed or gives their names because they must have been known to other people at the time who could have been reading this gospel or hearing this gospel. But then the second thing that struck me was just the very end of this gospel passage where it says, "And many others who provided for them out of their resources." And then I was thinking, their resources, like their wealth. And the first reading and the psalm are all talking about how you can't take this wealth with you, how the love of money is evil. And then we see these women who are following Jesus and the 12, and they're providing for them out of their resources. And I don't entirely know what to make of this, but my heart was just caught on that. First, on the idea of these women following Jesus and the disciples around and then like serving them, but being near Jesus, and even the beauty of not being known or remembered to us today. Like Mary Magdalene, yes, we know about her. But Joanna and Susanna, it doesn't seem like there's very much that's known about them, at least that's common knowledge. And then even the ones who are just listed as many others, these women who loved the Lord and were following him, and then were just using their innate feminine genius to provide for Jesus, to serve him in small ways, and to serve the disciples who are following with him. Because it makes sense that they would need women there to do the things that the men are forgetting to do. Just in the same way that men have things that they do that women forget about. And not to put either in a particular box, but there is something beautiful about these women who aren't even known to us now, but who were known to the Lord and who provided for them out of their resources. The resources being the money that they had, whether it was a small amount of money or great wealth, but then also the resources is just being their gifts and their hearts and the love that they had. And so it almost seems as though in the first reading in the psalm, we have, this is what you shouldn't do. This is the role that money and wealth shouldn't play in your life. And then in the gospel, very simply, we see, but this is what you should do with the things that are given to you, with the money, with the talents, with the gifts that you have. This is how it should be used well. You can't take it with you, but you can use it wisely while you're here. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this gospel, for the ways that these women were able to accompany you and your disciples, for the ways that they provided for you silently, quietly, but beautifully. Lord, grant us the grace to be able to use our resources to continue to pour out for you the love that we have for you in our hearts and the love that we have for those who follow you and for all people. Inspire in us the great grace of magnanimity, that we would give generously and bountifully without counting the cost. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username KofoMe. That's C-O-F-O-M-E. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.